As the nation's only Arctic state, Alaska is bound to play a key role in the country's future commercial and industrial activities. Senator Mark Begich traveled to Barrow this week to hear from local residents and invited guests about their perspectives on proposed energy development amid a rapidly changing environment. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
Low ceilings and patchy fog in Barrow Thursday contributed to a slow start for the field hearing as planes touched down a bit late, but the meeting of federal and North Slope borough officials went without a hitch. Senator Mark Begich chaired the U.S. Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee field hearing.
There's no question in my mind the importance of the Arctic. As I talked to my colleagues and explained the value in what is here and what's potential, with or without us participating, as the Arctic continues to melt and the industrial or activity occurs up in the Arctic, it is important for us now to take a lead in doing what we can to manage it.
The panel members met at Barrow's Inupiat Heritage Center, surrounded by historical photos of the region's whaling culture. But that culture is facing 21st century challenges, vying with national energy needs and the inevitable uncertainties about the safety of offshore oil drilling posed by this year's calamity a world away in the Gulf of Mexico. North Slope Borough Mayor Edward Itta made a plea for researchers to include traditional knowledge in any assessment of the region's potential.
Some of our elders were aware of the current environmental shift decades ago, long before it became a national concern. They didn't call it climate change, but they observed how the ice was further from the shore in the fall, thinner in the spring than it had been in the past, and ice cellars, where we store our food, were increasingly subject to the melting of the permafrost.
He said even the elders didn't realize how quickly things would change. Itta called for a federal commitment to Arctic research and emphasized the dangers of offshore drilling to the region's culture. Ice seems to be the unifying factor among Arctic pursuits, whether they be subsistence hunting or oil exploration. U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Christopher Colvin told the panel that rapidly melting ice is opening up the Arctic, and that could mean opening up a can of worms.
We don't know what the Arctic will look like by mid-century.
Colvin said the U.S. does not have a strong presence in the Arctic, and if the nation wants to preserve sovereignty there, there is vast room for improvement. He said the Coast Guard is observing increased human activity in the Arctic. Cruise ships now ply the Northwest Passage, and merchant ships, some carrying thousands of tons of gas condensate, transit above Russia to Asia via the Bering Strait.
It is important to remember that there is only one way in and out of the Arctic for over half the world, and that's the Bering Strait. The Bering Strait may become the Gibraltar of the future. Why does the Arctic matter to the United States? Because the highest potential concentrations of oil and gas in the Arctic coincidentally lie directly above Alaska.
Colvin stated that the U.S. needs to do more research on oil spill response in the Arctic. He said the Coast Guard's two sea ice breakers, the Polar Sea and the Polar Star, are inoperative at present. He said it would cost $68 million to repair the Polar Star alone, and a new sea ice breaker could cost $500 million. Colvin said the Coast Guard is strapped to keep its resources in the Arctic operable, yet without those resources, no rescue would be possible for a ship sinking or for an oil spill response in the frozen regions of the north. Alaska Oil and Gas Association Executive Director Marilyn Crockett added that Alaska oil supplies about 12% of the nation's supply. She said that one-third of the nation's offshore oil resources are offshore, the state of Alaska. She said the oil industry has spent millions on research in recent times.
Can't emphasize enough of evaluating the research that's been conducted already, identifying the data gaps that are out there, and prioritizing the limited resources that all of us have. The industry has privately funded hundreds of millions of dollars in research studies, and more than $150 million has been invested just in recent times on new environmental and wildlife-related studies.
NOAA's Arctic Vision and Strategy has been created to investigate new opportunities and to ensure that decisions related to management, development, and use are based on sound science. I'm Ellen Lockyer.